This is a podcast from CSIS, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a private nonpartisan think tank located in Washington, D.C. For more, including reports, commentaries, and event audio and video, visit us online at www.csis.org.
Hello, this is Heidi Hogerbeets of the Russia and Eurasia Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C.
This is Tom Sanderson from the Transnational Threats Project, along with Andrew Cutchins, director of the Russia-Eurasia Program. We will embark on a visit to Russia, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, July 21 to July 29, to investigate the opportunities and risks associated with the new Afghan war supply networks called the Northern Distribution Network. We will give you a project overview and answer a series of questions.
As the U.S. presence in Afghanistan increases, its demand for non-military supplies in 2010 through 2011 will be 200-300% more than the 2008 baseline. To accommodate this increase and address ongoing concerns with Pakistani supply lines, U.S. planners have opened the Northern Distribution Network, NDN, a series of commercially based logistical arrangements connecting Baltic and Caspian ports with Afghanistan via Russia, Central Asia, and the Caucasus. In addition to NDN, Iran and China are also considered possible transit states. So how will NDN and other potential supply arrangements affect geopolitics?
The first goal of the NDN, of course, is to address the transit challenges faced by with the increase of U.S. military presence in Afghanistan. We have to get in about 250-300% more goods into Afghanistan, and we've been having problems on the Afghanistan-Pakistan border. This is the NDN, which is principally two routes. One route which begins in Latvia, in the port of Riga, and goes through Russia, Kazakhstan, and Uzbekistan. The other part of the NDN being going through the Caspian via Turkey, Georgia, then into Central Asia across the Caspian. They're going to give the United States a much greater presence economically in the region. There'll be a boost to the local economies for the transit of these goods and materials, and that will naturally have some geopolitical impact on the region itself.
So what broader geopolitical goals can be accomplished through the creative implementation of new supply lines?
The first goal, of course, is to help us to be successful in the military effort in Afghanistan. But the broader goals really get to what is going to be essential for us to be successful in Afghanistan, and that is having a real regional strategy for Afghanistan that President Obama and others have talked about. And the NDN, Northern Distribution Network, has the potential to both create and strengthen existing transportation and economic transport infrastructure in the region, which should have a considerable impact on integrating the region itself. You know, when we're talking about Afghanistan and then Central Asia nearby and other countries around, Pakistan, Iran, you are talking about one of the more isolated parts of the world, particularly when you get to the Afghanistan border where, virtually a lot of, pipeline routes and railroad routes, and there's little transportation infrastructure within the country itself. In order for Afghanistan to be a successful country and have a greater chance at prosperity and peace in the long term, they're going to need to develop the economy, and certainly the economic and transport infrastructure that's supported and created by the NDN can be part of that. And I think the U.S. military and the U.S. government understands this and that there's a lot of economic potential therein for it. But, of course, their first priority has to be, winning the war in Afghanistan and not necessarily thinking about what are the longer-term implications for the transport and supply infrastructure that we create in Afghanistan and how that can actually help to be a bulwark for longer-term prosperity and peace in the region.
Great. So for this project in particular, where are you going and why?
We will begin the trip in Moscow and spend 3 days there, then heading to Tashkent, Uzbekistan, for 3 days, which may include a one-day visit down to one of the hubs in this network called Navoi. Then, provided we get access to the country, we will head to Turkmenistan, to the capital, Ashgabat, and continue our discussions there.
And who will you be speaking with?
We'll meet with government officials, including U.S. government embassy officials in each capital, will meet with host country government, including ministries of foreign affairs, Ministry of Defense, Ministry of Economic Development and Foreign Relations, as well as foundations, think tanks, academics, and journalists.
And what exactly will you be discussing while you're there?
Well, as Andy Cutchins indicated, we'll discuss the range of topics associated with the establishment of the Northern Distribution Network, including the impact of NDN from the perspective of each one of these countries, looking at the economic opportunities, the geopolitical implications, and also its impact on stabilization efforts for Afghanistan.
You know, Tom, as you know, the timing for the trip is really quite propitious. You know, just last week, Undersecretary for Political Affairs Bill Burns, the State Department, along with Michael McFaul from the National Security Council and Ambassador Richard Morningstar, were just in the region themselves, talking not only about the NDN, but also about energy infrastructure and development, political relations with those countries. Coincidentally, or maybe not so coincidentally, just before this visit by U.S. government officials to the region, you had Russian governments traveling to the region, notably Igor Sechin from the Prime Minister's office, Deputy Prime Minister, and the Russian Minister of Defense, Anatoly Serdyukov. And the transport network has been somewhat in the news recently, given, of course, the agreement that was reached between President Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev for the overflight of lethal materials into Afghanistan as part of one of the summit deliverables. Another aspect that's been in the news a lot recently has been the status of the military base in Kyrgyzstan, Manas, which the United States had had access to since 9/11 virtually. But then there was the Kyrgyzstan government early this year had announced they would shut off the access for the United States to that base. A question that we have in mind that we'll be trying to get a better bead on in this trip to Russia and Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan is to what extent, you know, are the Russian interests coincident with our own with the military effort in Afghanistan, and to what extent are Russian interests coincident with those of the Central Asian countries themselves?
You're right, Andy, and what makes this timely, of course, is that there's been an uptick, a positive uptick in relations between the U.S. and Russia, the U.S. and Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan and other countries. So it'll be a good opportunity for us to explore some of this as it starts to kick off in concert with our increased presence in Afghanistan. If you'd like more information, feel free to contact Tom Sanderson at 202-775-3279.
And Andy Cutchins at 202-775-3233.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the CSIS podcast. For more, please visit us online at www.csis.org.